Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA today, and I'm visiting with Todd Peterson. He's a Star Farmer finalist in FFA. And Todd, you're from Ohio. Tell us a little bit about your SAE and what you've been working on.
Yeah, so my SAE involves corn, soybeans, and wheat. It started when I was a part owner in my family's wheat and straw operation. If I'm going to be honest, not a lot of management decisions, just kind of helping out, doing things. And then the next year I was able to rent an abandoned 7-acre pasture, plant that into my first crop of soybeans. And from there, my operation has really exploded and taken off. I've continued to farm on my own, separate from my family. And now I'm up to 333 acres of corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Well, let's backtrack a little bit. Tell me about your FFA journey, some of the things you competed in, and what you learned.
Yeah, so I started in FFA as a freshman in high school, and I really fell in love with the organization. I've had a very successful SAE project, but in FFA, outside of my SAE, I've competed in numerous CDE contests. I've won the state FFA agronomy contest and competed at nationals, end up placing second overall. I competed in the parliamentary procedure contest. My team ended up winning state in that. The grain merchandising CDE and milk quality and products CDE, just a plethora of different CDEs. I really enjoyed the CDE parts of that. In addition, I was also involved in the leadership in my chapter. I was a chapter officer of the Sentinel, as well as everything else my chapter does.
You had a lot of involvement in FFA. What all did that teach you?
Oh, it taught me a lot, more than I could mention here. Just a lot of stuff.
You are among 16 only in the nation being recognized as a star finalist. How do students looking at you on stage get to where you are?
The biggest thing is take advantage of the opportunities that are available. They're available to everyone, and sometimes you just have to see them. And your advisors and your parents and people around you in the community are always willing to help. They will help guide you, help you see some of the opportunities that you may not have otherwise, help you take advantage of those opportunities. And I just encourage you to reach out to your advisor, to your parents, to your community members, to get involved and take advantage of what's out there for you.
Todd, the FFA members see you being incredibly successful. Tell us about a time when you struggled and had to overcome that.
Yeah, so I guess one time for me is, if I look back at my SAE project, my second year planting a wheat crop with my partners, we actually had a wheat crop die. Over the winter, it failed to produce an adequate spring stand, and that was a real tough decision for us because we spent all the money putting fertilizer, putting seed in the ground, and then it didn't produce enough. So we had to make the tough choice to kill the crop, but thankfully I was able to make a good situation out of a bad situation, and I was used that opportunity to grow my operation, and I ended up planting corn on the ground. So,
who's been a role model in this process for you?
Well, there's kind of been two. My dad has served a role model since I was super young. There was actually, when I was a freshman in high school, there was a senior FFA member, Evan Schaefer. And in terms of FFA involvement, I've basically matched everything he's done. So he was a huge role model for me in terms of my involvement in FFA. He was in the agronomy contest. I was in the agronomy contest. He competed in proficiencies. I competed in proficiencies. He was a Star Farmer finalist, and right now I'm a Star Farmer finalist. So.
Very awesome. You are from the state of Ohio. You guys experienced some record flooding this year. Did that impact you any?
It impacted my area a little bit. I'm from South Central Ohio, and Northwest Ohio is specifically where the worst flooding was. But in terms of my area, we were wet, but not as wet as they were up in the north. We were actually only about a month late planting.
Todd, one of the main focuses of this year's convention is, how will you change the world? How are you changing your world?
I guess I'm trying to change my world just a little bit every day. Try and learn something new every day, just a little bit at a time, so that eventually all those little changes, all those little bits of knowledge you have will add up into something big, a big change, a big impact. One of the ways I'm doing that is I'm going to school at Ohio State and just really striving to learn something new every day and be the best I can.
And that rolls right into what I was going to talk about next. What's next for you?
So I'm currently at Ohio State. I'm majoring in agribusiness, and I'm actually also pursuing a master's of agronomy. And after graduation, I'd love to continue my operation and return home to the family farm.
Todd Peterson, he has been recognized as a Star Farmer finalist. I'm Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today.